Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is a recorded line.
Hi, this is Ahmad with Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line. Her name is Holly Ewing.
Thank you. And I have her phone number is 901-691-7579.
That's accurate.
That's correct.
Thank you. You could let
I'm
me talk to
sorry.
Holly. No, you're fine. You could let me talk to Holly now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Ewing. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you for asking. Again, my name is Randy Reese, and I am on a recorded line. I'm going to see if I can help you file a claim here for the Depo Provera lawsuit. So, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Thank you for that. And again. And are you willing to affirm? I promise I won't ask this again, Holly. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents again for this matter with another law firm? Would that be yes? You're willing to affirm that?
Yes, I'm willing to affirm that.
Thank you. Now, Holly, would you be filing this claim for yourself?
Yeah, like
Okay.
I'm the person who took has, yeah,
Thank
it's
you.
me.
Once in a while, we'll have a parent, believe it or not, I'll call in on this one. Are you a citizen of the United States? And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
And what was your date of diagnosis, Holly? Do you remember?
I do. My date of diagnosis was August of 20, it was August 27th of 2009.
Kind of goes down in infamy, doesn't it?
Two
Yeah. Well, I
days
hear you.
later, I was being operated on, so I remember those things in great detail.
That's, yes. Thank you. But that is
Thank
going to be
you.
one of the questions. So I went ahead and jotted it down. That was going to be when treatment started. So thank you. Young lady, what's your date of birth?
12/25 of 1981.
I'm not going to say anything. Okay. You've heard it
I
all.
know, right? I'm
Yeah,
just thank you. You know what? I can appreciate that. But no, it's yeah, it's the holidays. It's the Christmas season, so I mean, it's a big celebration every year.
it is, and guess what? It's
Yes.
all for you. Oh, oh,
Yeah, that's
I.
yeah, I kind of just like, oh yeah, all these Christmas trees, it's for Holly.
Oh, thank you for laughing and having fun with me because this is actually not a fun subject what we're talking about, so I do appreciate that as very much
Yeah,
so.
me
Just so you know
too.
my passion, I really think that these big companies have gotten away with putting profits before people for far too long. And trust me, I'm not like the tree-hugging guy. That's not me. We don't chase ambulances or anything like that. All right. But yet at the
Right.
same time, they shouldn't get away with it. That's really. Anyways, I'm sorry. I go off on my
I
tangent.
have to be. No, I get it. Because I was like, I'm gonna just tell you the truth. I don't know.
Please.
I saw this on Facebook, and I've seen it. And you're hesitant, and you've gone through such an experience in your life, and you don't know if that's, this is the norm to be accepted and just take it. But when you find out that companies know
Yeah.
that things like this are going, it just changes the game, and
Listen, this
it
depot one
is kind of
is
disgusting.
I've worked on other claims prior to this depot, and my, let me just tell you, recently more so, my eyes have been opened so wide, and it's kind of crazy. And that's what my passion is to just really, listen, they put warning labels when you put gas in your car. If you go into 7-Eleven and use their microwave, there's a big warning label. People that drink alcohol, they got warning labels. Why aren't they warning people about like this and other things that they're putting profits before people? So, but let me tell you
Right.
this, if we do have a claim here, and I certainly hope we do for you, by participating, you're actually helping. Whether it's about money, I hope, I hope that it gives you some sort of financial, let's say, restitution, but there's no money that can make up for what happened. Let's not kid each other, right?
Exactly. Like my long, consequence of all, I I feel like I healed nicely from the surgery, to be completely honest. What I will never heal from, and which makes me like even emotional, just saying, and there, thank God to technology, but like infertility is something.
Yeah.
No, you cannot walk in my shoes on that one. No one can.
I
don't want anyone to.
I understand. Nor would I try to say I understand in the sense of walking in your shoes, because, well, I
no, and it's okay. I know people will want to empathize. I've said that sometimes and be like, oh my gosh, should I?
No, well, listen, I'm a grandpa. I'm not just a parent. I'm a grandpa. Okay, so.
Oh,
you know,
well.
So I totally get it. I mean, it's about the greatest blessings in life. My God.
It is.
So, anyways, I'm so sorry to go off on that. Now, let's just go. So, you're going to have me in tears second.
No. I mean, I never can, like, get that out. Like, that
no, you're
I
right.
could, you
you're
know,
right.
People tell me all the things that I could do. And I'm going to tell you, people judge me for it, you know, or like my mom was like, well, you gave up. No, you know, I didn't want to do those options.
You do whatever you can. You could do whatever you set your mind to. It doesn't matter what has happened to you. So anyways, I'm so sorry. I'm going to get you all upset. So I don't want to do that. But now let me ask you this. Did you consume the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Thank you. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And I know you've already told me some of these, okay? I do know that. So, but
it's
just,
okay. I guess you understand processes.
Exactly. Thank you. Now, within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to you getting diagnosed?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be a lot more than that.
It was my dose. I don't know if dosage is the same for everybody, but it's like one shot every 3 months.
Right.
And so,
okay. And you used that for how many years?
For 3 years.
That's a long time. Well, Pfizer now has on their website, you shouldn't use it more than 2, but they didn't say that before. And you did get Depo. You didn't use generic as far as you know, correct?
No, I had the main Depo-Provera. I got it I would receive it in the office. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Holly. And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
Thank you. And to the best of your memory, Ms. Ewing, am I saying that right?
Uh-huh, you.
Okay.
Unlike a lot, you are. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Like Patrick Ewing or...
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Joe Dallas. Yes.
Well, I do the Reese like the peanut butter cup, so otherwise people butcher that too, believe it or not. Now, Holly, to the best of your memory, when did you think you started using the Depo?
I know when I started using it. I started using it in 2006.
In approximately what month? And
it was.
Think about life events that happened.
Around, No. I kind of know this stuff just from all of, you know, from everything that happened. And,
I know.
You know,
poor
girl. But so it was June of 2006-ish.
You think beginning of June, middle of June, end of June?
I would say. I'm going by July 4th, and like the kind of the reason why I wanted to be
I get it.
Every day.
I get it.
So
party's
I want to say
up.
It was like a month before.
Okay, so
July.
We'll go with
whatever 4th. it was like early June.
June 4th, 2006, approximately is when you started using it, and
right.
Usually this kind of not always, but usually will go similar to your diagnosis date. When did you stop using it? You might have gotten a shot prior to.
I know
to
exactly,
that.
You know,
okay,
when I stopped because I went into the it was August of 2009. I know that for sure.
And you didn't get any shots after you went in
No, I was there to tell the doctor I'm not taking this shot anymore.
Okay.
And to tell him, like,
So,
you know, in my mind, this is what I thought. Like, this shot has jacked me up.
So were you due for a shot on like on August 27th when you went in already? Were you due then?
No, if I were, I'm being completely honest.
Yeah.
I don't think I went in for my symptoms. I went in
okay.
to say, fix me. I think it's that shot.
Okay. No. Okay. Good for you for catching that. Might have saved your life. Seriously. Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. So you stopped using it approximately. Would this be fair to say approximately August 20th of 2009? That's about a week before you got the diagnosis.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, you know, thinking of like everything went pretty fast for me.
I've had them where I had a lady earlier, they didn't even let her go home. I even said, did they let you go home? She goes, no, didn't even let me go home. Right then and there, it's pretty bad.
Right.
And we know you had meningioma.
Yeah, that was the freakiest thing
in
my life to, you know.
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, like I said, I got my diagnosis, and 2 days later, I was on an operating table.
That's right, exactly. Oh, okay. Please confirm your gender for me.
I'm female.
And please spell your first name for me, Miss Ewing.
H-O-L-L-Y.
And please spell your last name for me, Miss Ewing.
E-W-I-N-G.
Thank you, ma'am. And I have Ewing_Holly@yahoo.com. Is that your best email?
It is.
And then I have 901-691-7579. Is this a cell phone?
Correct. Yes, it is.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Text is usually, I'm a part of the trendy crowd. Text is great. I mean, I'm not picky, except for my email. I don't always access it. Like,
so basically,
I try to access
phone or,
it once
phone or
daily.
Text works for you. Phone or text.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And is there a best time to reach out to you, morning or afternoon or evenings?
Afternoon, like late afternoon, early evening is fine.
Okay. And what is your address, please, young lady?
It's 1725 South Wellington, and that's WELLING. T-O-N. And you have to, like, it's like the South is always very important. I've learned that.
Do you happen to be in Memphis?
Yeah, it's Memphis, Tennessee. The zip code is 38106. Are you in Memphis?
No, but I've been to Memphis.
Oh, okay.
okay,
awesome.
I actually have nobody ever knows. Do you know where Golden Valley is?
I don't.
Nobody. It must not be called.
What is this?
Well, it's right out there off the 40.
Pigeon Forge Valley or something. Is it like a Shelby Farms type place, but not Shelby Farms, where you can go like camping and?
No, it's his house. we're here in California. He retired there. Bought a house, and I've been out there to visit him, and it's a really nice place. But it's just a little tall brick house, nothing that costs a lot of money or anything. It's the property and the whole, it's very wooded, and you know what I'm saying? It's just really cool. No, it's not a mansion. He's certainly not rich or anything. And there's no apartment to that, correct?
No.
Yeah, doesn't look like it. Okay. Let me go back up. You got me distracted. I'm sorry. I do that to myself.
I'm sorry. No worries.
Well, now I'm thinking back to the last time I went there. We rented a car. We drove down to New Orleans from there, went through Mississippi. It was really a good trip. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. We go to New Orleans. That's awesome. Have you ever taken, they have this train that goes to New Orleans that's like, it's like all fancy and stuff. We have not, but it's on
No, we did one out here in Wine Country, California, where we live. One year on my anniversary, I did take my wife. It's called the Wine Train. It's real fancy. It's a 5-star meal and all. That's what you're
Oh,
talking about, like that, right?
yeah.
Yeah, well,
Yes, yeah,
that's
yep.
a lot of money. Okay, so.
Yeah, like the hint, I'm
yeah, I'm
40
done
something and haven't had gotten it done yet.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you, Holly. I'm having too much fun here. Holly, who was your doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
So not my OBGYN.
No, we'll
right.
get to
like,
that. Your OBGYN is the one that treated you, right?
Who administered the shot.
Okay. Who is the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma? Was that your OBGYN? Or did you go to a specialist?
No. Exactly. His name is Dr. Luddix.
Do you know how to spell that?
You need his full name.
No.
Mark. It's spelled like a French name. It's LEDDOUX.
Okay. Ledo, maybe, right? Well, I'm sure you're saying.
But Well, I don't know if it's one of those things where a person is just so tired of people calling him that, like in the South, but it was Dr. Luddix. But I did see it and understand that, you know, if it's a French name, which it looks like, it's probably Ledo, like you said.
He comes right up, by the way. No problem finding him. Did you see him there in Memphis on Poplar Street?
So I saw him at saw him at Methodist University Hospital.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull his name from there. And then he was your diagnosing doctor. So let me see what else I need from here. Did he provide treatment as well? Dr. Mark?
He did my surgery.
Okay.
Now, I had to see, and I always get these things confused. So I know that he is the neurosurgeon. And then I also saw an oncologist. And do you need that too?
I
received treatment. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
You got treatment from both of them. No, you're fine. I understand. So you got surgery from Dr. Mark, and then you got you saw an oncologist as well. And then I've got a lot of tabs open on here, so let me just copy and paste a couple things off here. But I am going to go back and ask you again one question that I didn't get to. And now I did ask you, and you told me, but what again was the name of the facility or the hospital where you went for treatment?
It's Methodist University Hospital, and it's also known as Methodist Central.
Okay. Hold on. I'll find it on Google here.
I want to say Methodist University is probably like...
That's how it came up.
If you did a search.
It came up Methodist
University. Okay,
so on Union Street?
University. Yep. Yeah.
Okay,
Street
perfect.
104.
Got it. Let me just copy and paste what I need from here. And is that where your records would be located? Is that Memphis? Or do you, have my chart or anything?
I have my chart,
what do you... You don't know. You don't know. Okay.
No,
yeah, you're
no,
like me.
But
you're
I
like
could,
me.
They,
you're
they
like
would
me.
Be at Methodist University.
Okay. Let me go back to that.
Let me go back to that.
Because that's going to come up on this intake, so I'll get back to that. So hold that thought.
Okay.
Now back to Dr. Mark. You saw him. Did you see him at Methodist University as well as when he treated you?
I did.
Okay. So I'm just going to copy and paste this. And now it does give me the ability to put in, and I do want to because it strengthens your claim. So tell me your other doctor. Now, I don't necessarily need that. I do want to tell you that, but it does.
I know. So there's Dr. Thomas Stovall. He's my OBGYN.
I've heard of him.
Thomas Stovall. And then there's Dr. Geeds. Dr. Geeds, his first name is Lloyd.
Hold on.
Double L.
I found Stovall again. He came up in my history. Now, did you go? He's part of a women's group called Women's Health Specialist, Thomas Stovall. Did you see him there at the hospital?
I saw him that's in Germantown.
That's exactly where it is.
That's
exactly where it is. Thank you. I didn't even ask. And that was on, I'll tell you right now, it's at 7800 Wolf Trail Cove in Germantown.
Right.
Well, that's where his office is, anyways. Okay.
Yeah, I saw him there.
Okay. He's got excellent. Well, he looks like he has.
I want to say he's an excellent doctor.
Yeah.
He visited me in the hospital, but it was like,
boy, that's rare.
Old school. Yeah, he's old school. That's what I was just about to say. He's old school, and so, you know, he still does things like that. But it wasn't like, I do want to distinguish, it was not for my treatment. He was literally visiting me as a patient of him.
Totally cool.
What I
love it.
Going through that.
I did get that homey feeling too when I was in Memphis, to be honest with you. Everybody was really nice. I never had a problem. Maybe ate too much pork, but I won't have that problem again.
I understand.
Right. All right. Let me just, I'm getting off. So you kind of mentioned this already, and it's not really required, but you did have surgery. And then what else did you have done?
So the surgery, I had a radiation therapy.
That's what you said. That's what you said. Thank you. I didn't want to just put that in your mouth again. Thank you. Therapy. I would have asked. I want to let you get away without it. Okay. So we had radiation therapy.
Yeah.
And did they give you meds?
So the radiation therapy?
Yeah.
So it's like a beam of...
Right. But did they give you any pain meds or anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I had pain meds after surgery. Anti-nausea. Yes.
Okay. And so going back, Dr. Lideau probably would have been the one that prescribed any medications you might have taken. They actually probably all
Doctor,
did.
I was about to say, like, so after radiation, I can't remember if it was a refill from Dr. Lennox Lideau or if I got
Stovall.
New prescriptions.
Right. Okay, we won't worry about that. We know that Dr. Lideau did prescribe
from Dr. Geed.
Right. Okay,
yes.
So we'll just put that'll work. Well, you'll see why the next question will work. It'll make sense to you. Give me 1 second to copy and paste this. Now, after you got home and went, let's say, to get a prescription filled, even if it was just simple pain meds or anything, where did you go? Like Walmart, Walgreens, CVS? Do you remember?
It was either Walgreens or Walmart.
Okay.
This is the thing. I want to say that was so long ago. It probably was Walgreens.
Okay.
And I say that because I found prescriptions to be so much less expensive at Walmart. But I think that's been like
before you. In other
years.
Words, before you found out.
Yeah, I think it was. It was probably Walgreens, or it was either Walgreens or Kroger, to be honest. Because
Kroger's
back then
over
we had a we had a Kroger. Oh no, I don't either. I love Sprouts and Whole Foods.
Sprouts is
when I can't afford.
Right.
Yeah. When I can't afford Whole Foods, I go to Sprouts.
Yeah, you're right. And
I love Sprouts. Actually, they're really interchangeable.
Well, I'm excited to hear that because believe it or not. They've just opened the first Whole Foods in my town that you can go to. Now, we've been able to order a lot of stuff from Amazon, but we're finally getting to a place where you can go. Now, where I work.
Physical?
Yeah, physical. You can go and, like, pick up fresh fish and stuff like that.
Yeah. So you haven't been inside of a Whole Foods, in travel or something?
I went to one traveling
my gosh,
in Pasadena. It was amazing. It really was. You're
okay,
right.
Okay.
You're
so
right.
You already know. I was like,
yeah.
Awesome.
That was in Pasadena. Now, let me see what we got here. Okay. Now, this concerns your medical records. Now, I kind of already asked you that. Can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist?
Yes.
Okay. And
I'm pretty sure I can.
This will make sense. Hold on. One of the things that I'm going to be asking you to do in a second here is to allow the attorneys to pull your medical records, which is always going to be better. But since you've confirmed that they do exist, in the event that the attorneys need you to help pull these records, you would be able to assist in either mail or send them in electronically if requested, correct?
Sure thing. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, prior to you getting... and I'm so sorry, but again, the meningioma from the Depo-Provera, had you had any cancer diagnosis prior to that?
No, nope.
Okay, thank God.
Nope.
And then scrolling
Didn't
up
ask. Yeah.
for your medical records and the documents, Holly, I do need to ask you for your Social Security number.
Is there another? I'm not. I'm just one of those
No,
people
I understand. The only thing I can tell you, if you
who,
want to, if
especially
you,
like over the phone.
you could text it to me if you wish, or I could probably get the okay to take just your last four, but you will need to provide it to the attorneys in order to pull your medical records because that's how it's stored. I hate to say that. If you told me I've got the medical records right here in my hand, I'd probably still need your Social Security number, and the reason being is that it's always better to let the attorneys pull your medical records than provide them yourself, because then there's no issue as to what's in the records, if you follow what I'm saying.
Right.
So
Yes. Yeah. I'll tell you, I will provide. I have all.
you've given me so much information already, Holly. I will tell you this, if it make you feel any better, I know you're going to give it to me, but you could
I'll
Google
do the
me.
last four,
Okay, but let me
but
tell you this.
not the
Google me.
entire social, just
Give me
because.
the last four, and then I'll put you on a real quick hold, and I'll just make sure that's okay. But if you would like to, while I'm doing that, go ahead and put Randy Reese in Corona, California into your Google search bar, and I'll talk to you when I come back. What is the last four?
Okay, and then Randy is Randy.
Yes,
Last
ma'am.
name is Reese.
R-E-E-S-E.
R-E-E.
S-E. Like the peanut butter cups. Like Dr.
Okay, yes, like
Huey.
you just
And
got
that's
it, got
Corona,
it. Okay.
California. That should add some legitimacy to me. So I'll tell you what, let me put you just
Okay.
on a quick hold. You don't even have to give me the last four yet. So let me put you on a quick hold because I won't be able to, if they say no, I'd tell you right now, I won't be able to take the claim. But I'll see what I can do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hang on. Holly, are you still there?
I am.
So now that you know my grandkids' name, my name, you know I live on Vivian Circle, you know all about me. You could give me the last four. But you will need to provide it to the attorneys, but The only validation I can give you on that is I'm going to tell you who your attorney is, and I'm going to send you their phone number. So when they call you, at least you'll have that match, meaning the phone number that I provide for you. And plus, you could look them up. They're Pulaski. They're a big firm. And you can look. Did you look me up?
I'll have you up here.
And what is
it?
What? No, I'm not. I'm in Corona, California. You got someone else.
So when I put in it, well, it does pop up Randall Reese.
That's my name.
Stretto.
No, he's a coach. He's a coach. Randy Reese, Corona, California. But I am Randall, Corona, CA. This is what I get. Intake Specialist, Mass Tort Strategies, LinkedIn, the very first one. Then the second one is Neighbor Report, Randall Reese, age 65, 951-808-0330, lives in Corona, California. Says I'm 168 years old. No, it doesn't say that. I'm joking. Oh, it has my old phone number too. That 619 number is when I used to live. It's not my, they changed our area code. But anyways, did you find that?
I didn't, but I'm trying. Okay. I'm doing a Google search. And then, so what do you put in?
I put in, just put in this Randy, R-A-N-D-Y space, R-E-E-S-E space, Corona, California, and then hit search. Nothing else.
Okay. Yes. I did. I'll got it. Absolutely. Okay.
Do you see me?
Okay. Yes.
Now,
I do
not expect to get prank phone calls to that home number that's on there, and I hate even telling people. I don't know why. I wish I could get Google to take this off. I really do. I don't mind having my name
you
up there.
You actually can, because I have, they do as best possible, but if you just Google how to be removed from spam calls through, from Google, it'll pop up.
Well, see, but the thing is I want my name. I want the validity to stay there, just like you. I don't blame you for being cautious.
I think you're saying.
So maybe I need to change my phone number, but I just don't like the fact that's my home number. I mean, put my office number on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now you got my home number. So anyways, I don't know what, I'm just going to leave it the way it is. I mean, whatever. Because it's important to me that you guys file these claims. And I'm being serious about this. You know I'm a grandpa and stuff. I was born premature myself. That doesn't really have so much to do with DEPO other than the fact that it has a lot to do with Big Pharma putting profits before people. How I migrated to helping people with the DEPO is the last claim I was working on was the NEC claim. Do you know what that one is?
I don't.
It's when the babies got fed formulas at the hospital that made them sick when they should have never been given formula in the first place. It's called NEC.
But I do. I will tell you, I worked in research, and I actually have a couple of publications that I worked on about neck.
Well, then you know what neck babies are. I worked on that claim.
Okay. Wow. Are you serious? Okay. Are you familiar with Randall Buddington? And
no.
I just say that he's now. Oh, okay. He is one of the researchers who we used the pig model.
Used the Martin scale, the Martin Bell scale, Dr. Bell. Do you know who he was? He first identified NEC years and years ago. And he put it on a scale. One is suspected, which we can actually take a claim on suspected on that one. It's so rare. Stage two is confirmed, and stage three is obviously advanced. Obviously, stage three is nasty, nasty stuff. I worked on that for a long time. And so when I talked about my eyes being wide open, that had a lot to do with it, just because they fought and fought, and if you know what caused neck, it's only one thing that caused it. You know that, Holly.
It's formula. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm going to be honest with you. Some of my passion has bled over, but then I look at this DEPO stuff, and I am old enough to where I remember the evolution, and it was going to be the God's savior to you ladies not having to take a pill every day and all that kind of stuff.
No, and it's so sad because my mom was so against it. That's why I waited so long, but I had friends.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I will tell you, this didn't happen, to the friends that I've kept in touch with.
Well, I'm glad
you
to
know.
hear that. I am glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so, I mean, it is what it is, but that's where my passion comes in. And, you know, obviously you're doing well. You're having a fantastic conversation with me and, you know, you've lived with it, you've done well. And so, I mean, we do what we can do, but that's on you. Not everybody's quite so fortunate. And
so having
said that, I mean, you've grown past it. You know, it is
yes,
what it is.
I am a person who keeps high spirits. And yes, you know, when they told me, when I went through these things and, you know, I do, you know, following the doctor's orders to get better and to heal and to rehabilitate, you know, those, I took them very seriously because, you know, that was a really precious time. And
I know.
Life is precious.
It is very precious. You're not preaching to the choir here. I get it 100%. And this conversation could go on for hours, to be honest with you. But I do need to get your social security number, Holly.
So I
give me the last four. That'll be acceptable for now. But if I get in trouble and have to call you back, be prepared. But go ahead and give me the last four.
Okay.
And I'll take your claim.
5768.
5768, did you say?
Uh-huh.
Let me get on the speakerphone to make sure everybody in the office hears that, okay? Holly, you're supposed to, that's your cue to laugh. Come on, because you're just giving me a bad time.
I'm like, speakerphone. No, and this is the thing. Like, I am a, like, only medically, and that's like, you know, it's not many times when you should give your, anyway, I'm sorry.
I'm having fun. I appreciate it.
Okay. Got it.
I am.
Lighthearted. I gotcha.
But and these calls aren't always so pleasant, to be honest with you. A lot of ladies, you know, they have attitude. I'm just not going to kid you. They do. And not towards me, just about when you start talking about it and you start reliving some of the things and, you know, and you've made, you don't have that. So I must tell you sincerely, I appreciate that. So, if in return, you know, I just try to keep things light because, well, life is precious. Like, wasn't that you that just said that to me?
Yes.
So I agree.
Yes. That is my outlook. I mean, there didn't have to be, like, you know, I have to be honest, you know, I didn't know if this was a scam. You know, you see these on the TV. You know what I mean? Like,
I do. I know.
You know?
And I don't blame you for being cautious. Okay. I am going to ask you to sign some documents right now via DocuSign. But before I do that, I'm going to text you. I'm going to send you another text. I normally don't do this to the end, but I do it now. And this is the firm that represents you. If you want to look them up on the internet, you can too. When I say firm that represents you, they represent you when you sign this document. But I do have one more question for you. Okay, Ms. Ewing?
Uh-huh.
We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This is ensuring that we can continue your case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So what I need from you is a name,
okay,
a phone number, who they are, friend, family, or foe, and if you'll tell me that they can get to your email in the event that you can't, that will be acceptable, and I can put your address as their address. So first name, phone number, friend, family, or foe, please.
That's no problem. Sean Chambers, S-H-A-W-N, last name is Chambers, that's C-H-A-M-B-E-R-S.
Thank you. Phone number?
And 901-347-9909. You need relation?
Yeah.
He's my husband.
Ah, he's your husband. So nice. Hi, Sean.
He's not around now, but he's really leery of stuff like this, to be honest. But, you know, he's my husband and he will support me.
I'm on the other side of it with my wife. I've been married 39 years. It'll be 40 years coming up here next year. And I've literally had to stop her from going to Walmart to get the prepaid card because she just won Publishers Clearinghouse. All right. So, okay. So I'm not making that up. So I totally get it. And that's, in all honesty, that'd be the only reason why I'm even willing to tell you that I'm on Google and my personal information, because you got to remember, the same way that you're being careful, I have to be careful who I tell that to as well, because I got to kind of feel comfortable with who's on the other end when I'm giving you information about me as well, the same way that you did. So now we're best friends and we know all about each other, except that I only know the last four of your social. I'm teasing, Ollie, okay?
All right, bestie.
All right, now.
BFF.
There you go.
You're going to get a call on Christmas.
Yeah, wait for that. Well, you remember, I got family near you. God, I wish I knew. I wish I could dial that in better than Golden Valley. I'd never been there before. I didn't pay attention. You know what I mean? Well, where is this really? Where on earth am I? I didn't.
So I'm wondering, is it Collierville? Is it Germantown? Like, you know, where Dr. Sobol's office is.
Right.
It's a really nice area. And there are beautiful parts of Memphis. We get a bad rep it's not even bad. There is a portion and
well, there's
things that
every
are happening
city,
in
Holly.
Society. Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay. Believe me, out here in sunny Southern California, we got places you would not want to go. All right. And I didn't,
yeah.
By the way, I had no issue whatsoever. We ate at some place that I did eat a lot of pork because I heard about how good it was. But there's some place, it's been there forever. It's a cafe. It's right down there on that main drag there because we went to a Grizzlies game.
Okay.
And then so
Rendezvous?
I don't remember. It's just really old. Had a real old sign on it. And it was open 24 hours, but there was a lot of people there. And whatever it was, it was pretty good. But the other place was like down the street. And I forget the name of it, too. But it was a party. There was, you know, I don't drink anymore. But, man, there was free-flowing beer everywhere.
Oh, well, yeah.
But I really don't drink anymore, though. Not for a problem. I just think I aged out. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally understand. I've significantly cut back just because, you know, you drink like a moron when you're young.
Well, yeah, which I did.
You realize.
I'm guilty.
Yeah.
Now,
it just changes. I can see me phasing completely out at some point.
I did
mocktails are a thing for me.
Well, especially if they're tasty ones. A pina colada without rum in it is still a pina colada. All right. So, anyways.
True.
I just sent you a document to sign via DocuSign. I sent it via text as well as email, if you wouldn't mind taking a look at it. And let me just tell you something, too. By signing that document, You are agreeing to move forward with the case, but what's going to happen is you'll get a call from the firm. That's Pulaski, the phone number that I just sent you. If you sign the document for me now and then you get to reading it or something, and for any reason you want to pull out of this, Holly, we will let you out at any time. But let me answer a couple pertinent questions for you. One, this is a standard tort. And the reason that it was important for me to go a little further in gathering information for you is that each case is settled by its individual merits. It's not like a class action. In other words, on a class action, let's say that the victims were awarded $100. Well, everybody splits $100. You get $1. Okay. That's not how a tort works. All right. A tort is based on individual merits. So you've got a good claim here. I really hope that you do decide to move forward with this. But again, that is the difference between this and a civil case, a class action, I should say.
I want to write this down. Hold on.
Well,
here.
As far as the...
No, just, I'm only, I just, like, I've never heard of that term.
Well, let me text it to you.
Okay.
You found it when you looked me up. I was an intake for Mass Tort Strategies.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't. The difference is
you're gonna learn.
It's not, it's
I don't blame you.
Versus,
There was a point in my life when I had no idea what a tort was, so I don't mind you asking at all right? Seriously. No, because I want to know. Let me see, what is a tort? So I sent you a text. They're called mass torts, but let me see if I could give you some better information. But if you wouldn't mind opening up that doc, there it is. There it is. I'm going to send you what the dictionary says a tort is. There.
Okay.
There, you should have gotten a good explanation of what a tort is.
Well, yeah. Or infringement.
So that's what we do here. We only work on torts. So we don't chase ambulances or work on, you know, people that rear end somebody or anything. We're not that type of company. We don't do anything like that at all. And I think it's what's really good for me is, well, you've already heard my passion, and I really like helping people with this stuff. So that's, if you ever come out to California, you could help too.
Sounds awesome.
Now, have you had a chance to open up that document?
That's what I'm opening it up now.
Thank you.
When you sign your name on it, you know.
No worries.
Being kind of like no, but yeah, I'm.
Well, let me, and I don't blame you for being cautious, but let me tell you a couple of things. The way that these work, while you're doing that, we will let you out of this at any time. There is no fee to you whatsoever unless the attorneys are successful in your claim. Then it's a 60-40 split. That is a standard tort fee. You get the 60, all right? Not them. You get the 60. How long they take, I really can't tell you. It just depends on lots of factors, like how quickly they can get your records and things like that. But when the attorneys call to make your verification call, you're able to ask them, do you have any anticipated time frame? You're even also to ask them any anticipated settlement based on what they see from your injuries. I can't answer that for you, but Holly, they would be able to.
Maybe
give you some sort of idea.
So let me tell you, it says please review and act on these documents, and then it just has a sign field. How do I access the documents?
Do you see where it says start?
No, maybe I missed something. I'm gonna go back out.
No, don't back out. Don't back out. I promise. Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up on my screen. So I can see exactly what you're looking at, because I do this by memory. Okay, so it says please sign and act on these documents. Correct. Please review. Please, okay, down at the bottom, on the lower left-hand side, there's a little checkbox. Check that, and then hit the yellow continue.
Okay, now I see.
And then on the upper right-hand corner, now you want to hit where it says start.
Okay.
Then when you do that, the next page, it looks the same, but there's going to be a little in a yellow eye. You want to touch that. Touch that eye.
Okay.
And then hit next.
Hold on. Maybe I'll check the one. It's telling me to draw my signature. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. You're exactly right. So draw your signature in that little box, and then you're going to want to hit when you're happy with it. If you're not, you can press clear and do it again. But if you're happy with it, hit adopt and sign. It's down in the lower left-hand corner.
Okay.
And then you're going to want to hit next.
Hold on. I am.
What do you see on your screen?
No, I I'm just reading through this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you were having difficulties or what, Holly. You were all quiet.
No, I apologize.
That's okay. No apologies are ever necessary with me. And I guess while you're doing that, I'm going to look over the document that I have to review on my end and make sure that I got everything. You actually
Okay.
did. You did really good answering my questions. I don't have any blank spaces on my intake follow-up sheet here, that which is really good. So I thank you for that.
No problem.
And
I am just,
again,
yep.
okay.
I didn't read, I did, I'm all, I'm going, I was reading over the HIPAA. I'm drawing my initials,
Thank you.
which I'm familiar with HIPAA forms. It looks standard.
Thank you.
I'm good with that.
There, you're not telling me everything about you, young lady, but that's cool. Let's leave it like that, okay? I'm teasing you. No, I really enjoy working on these claims. I really do. And thank you for being just a great call because, like I said, they're not always, we don't always get to laugh and have a good time. And that I appreciate. So
Yeah, and I can
thank you.
understand that
Yes.
as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm gonna go ahead and oh,
I've already gotten the
okay.
document back. You don't need to download the app that DocuSign. It's more of a marketing thing, because
Okay.
a copy of it has been deposited into your email. And if for some reason it ends up in your spam, or for some reason you don't have it, you can always call me, and I can always download and email you a copy. In the
Oh.
first text message that I sent you, it does have my email address as well as along. That phone number is different than the number one. That's my direct phone to my desk, and
Okay.
you all always always welcome to send me a text message or even a voicemail if I don't pick up the phone. Remember, I'm in California, so I'm a little bit different time zone than you here. But these things go very
Got it.
smoothly, to be honest with you. I rarely hear back from clients on this. Most of the time when I do, they know someone else that they're sending my way or something.
Okay.
But, and which you're more than welcome to do. But the real bottom line is these attorneys we work with, they're fantastic. And
Awesome.
the only thing I possibly would be calling you back is if somebody overrides my boss. She gave me the okay to take the last four, but if for some reason they override me, I would have to call you back and have a conversation, let's just say. Okay. I'll
Understood.
tell you, I will tell you how I got around it with another lady. She wasn't uncomfortable with me, but she was uncomfortable with giving it over the voice. She actually texted it to me. But we're not at that point yet, okay?
Okay.
But if it becomes an issue, I will call you because really, I really want you to get your claim in. I want you to get your claim in.
Thank you. No, and I understand that some careers are more rewarding than others, and what you're helping people with, it's just the right thing. You know what I
Exactly,
mean? Because
exactly. Thank you for
you do.
understanding.
It does sicken you, what's going on with pharmaceuticals. And not all. And there's some life-saving things
No,
out
there
there and
sure
some
are. There sure are.
life-enhancing.
There's some good blood pressure medications. There's some good cancer drugs out there. But this is a little different because, and I hope that we're going to change our approach to things, just I mean, as a society. Because we do a really good job of treating sick people, but why don't we start doing a really good job of not letting them get sick? You
The
know?
preventative care. The
Exactly.
preventative care.
Exactly. And that's what this is about too, as well. Because again, you know what? You never know, but your claim itself could be the one that saves some other lady's life or prevents her from having to go through with what you did. I mean, you just never know. Holly, thank you so much. Nice talking with you. If you have any additional questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And again, we should be okay, but if we're not, I'll call you back.
All right, thank you so much.
All
All
right.
right, I appreciate all.
Listen,
Okay, we'll be in touch.
you guys have a blessed holiday season. I won't make any pun other than happy birthday and Merry Christmas. How's that?
Love it. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye.